Hello, everyone. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. I'm so glad you're joining me. Here's what's inside today's show. In the first half, my playlist features awesome new and old tunes from Africa, all different genres like Amapiano, Arab pop, Wassaloon, Bonga flavor, and more. Then I have this week's American Billboard Hot 100 number 2 hit for you. And that's a surprise. You have to listen to it to find out if that caps the first half of the hour. Now, at the back half, get ready to meet and settle into a fascinating conversation with Sierra Leone's number 1 international hip-hop artist, Cao Denaro. Yeah, he has got a new album out. It's called Heroes. We will listen to several tracks from it. And here's another special thing about today's show. This whole interview is hosted not by me, but by VOA's David Vandy. So we've got David, me, Cao, Cao's crew, and you'll also meet them for a wonderful back half of the hour. So that's it. That's the show. Now let's get to the music. We begin with a few of Spotify's top current songs in East Africa, the Arab world, as they categorize it, and in South Africa. Olulufemi by Jukes and Platinums is number 1 on Spotify's Bonga Flava playlist this week. You've heard it before because I've played it. It's awesome. Let's get started.
Olulufemi, you know you're always on my mind. I think about you every time. Bako Siemi. You know you're always on my mind. I think about you every time. Bako Siemi. When no one's easy. When no one humbly was up. Nasiba na masikio. Kuna kunipumbaza. Natamani,
natamani masa.
Yangerudi,
yangerudi nyuma.
Mimi na wewe,
baby mimi na wewe. Tungejuana zamani.
Oh lo lo lo.
Oh lo lo Femi.
Oh lo lo.
You know you always on my mind. I think about you every time.
Bangala,
right. Hello, everybody. This is Music Time in Africa. We're at the top of the hour. We just heard the first song, Ololufemi by Jukes and Diamond Platnumz. All right, moving on to number two on Spotify's Arab Bangers chart. Here's Too Late, or Too Late. The name of the song is Matigia Adi Aliki, meaning, may I stop by later at your place. Now, look, Too Late is a really interesting artist. There are a lot of speculations about his identity so far because he always wears a mask. Some suspect that he's the son of Amra Diab, among others. Matigia Adi Aliki by Too Late. Hello, everyone. This is Music Time in Africa. Now we're going to the third Spotify hit from the continent. This one is from South Africa, and it's called Gucci. It is number one on the playlist, and it features singer Maru and Maskandi, king of Maskandi, actually, as he's known, Ntanzini SK.
I'm not afraid to die. This is Music Time in Africa with Dr. Heather Maxwell. Yeah.
All right. Hey, everybody. How are you doing? I am so happy to be with you right now this weekend, playing great music from the continent. So now we are moving to one old tune. It's one of my all-time favorites by Malian superstar Oumou Sangaré. This one was one of the ones that made her a hit beginning in Mali way back when in the late 80s, early 90s. It's called Moussolou. She calls out to all women, women, what wonderful work you do for the world.
Thank you.
right. That was Oumou Sangaré with Moussolou from Mali. Hey, everyone. You know what? I've got two more songs back to back. Then we're going to hear the number two hit on the American Billboard Hot 100 chart. Here is
E Terere
by Talakaka from Togo. This is a brand new single. It was released September 7th. It has about 800,000 views on YouTube, a lot on Instagram and TikTok. He's a sensation.
Pay attention to the drums. Bodala, Afimanyo Ufimera, Jobala, Godema Ganola. Kwama Bola, Bavuno Wana Nadola, Au Marijuana, Muma Mayona Mauviola, Esolo, Amanyama Bogo Solo, Pajika Malava Blessolo, Tramalava Cresolo, Tolo, Esolo, Amanyama Bogo Solo, Pajika Malava Blessolo, Tramalava Cresolo, hey, ah, Eterere.
Cooper, Focalistic, and Thibu, featuring La German or La German, not sure how to pronounce that, and DJ Dada Man from South Africa, of course.
Tell
show me tama kutu me. Taka na li show me tama donga. Taka na li show me tama kutu me. Choy, choy na choy. Prasale babu tim kakati. Mosta si homo na tiso. Prasale babu tim kakati. Stikore kese haborena. Prasale babu tim kakati. Tutin, tutin, tutin. Why wanna hit a my matati? Stikore kese haborena. Prasale babu tim kakati. Tutin, tutin, tutin. Why wanna hit a my matati? Again, I leave you meet a matonga. Again, I leave you meet a makutu me. Again, I leave you meet a matonga.
Joel by Poppy Cooper and Focalistic. I love Focalistic. He has such a signature sound. Hey, everyone. So you're inside Music Time in Africa, in case you're just joining. Now we've got one more song to wrap up the first half of the hour, and then we're going to get to our interview with Cao De Niro, who stopped by the VOA studios earlier this week, and David Vandy is co-hosting that interview. So that's coming up. But first, here is the number two hit on our American Billboard Hot 100 chart for this week. It's Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish. Number one is still Tipsy by Shaboozey, but I like this one. Check it out. right. That was Billie Eilish with Birds of a Feather. All right. Guess what? It is time to bring on today's feature interview with Sierra Leone's hip-hop superstar, Cal Dinero. Now, VOA's David Vandy was my guest host for the interview. We were all together in the radio station here earlier this week. Let's get to it.
All right. Thank you very much, Heather. Hey, to all the Music Time in Africa fans out there, I am David Vandy, and I'm so excited. And thank you for giving me your hot seat.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right. Our guest today is Ambassador Cal Dinero from Sierra Leone. He's a hip-hop artist, and he's known across the continent of Africa. And he's right here with me. Let me say, welcome to Music Time in Africa, Cal Dinero.
Thanks for having me. The pleasure.
That's right. That's right. Cal Dinero is a household name in Sierra Leone. And now across the continent of Africa. But, you know, there are still some people out there who will say, who is this guy? So give us just a little background, who the real Cal Dinero is.
Well, Cal Dinero is a Sierra Leonean, born and raised, you know, in Lungé. That's where the airport is located at. Attended the St. Edward Secondary School. Came to the United States as a refugee, born and raised as Amara Dennis Touré, and put out a couple of albums that was well received in Sierra Leone. Created a huge fan base by the name of Black Leo, and then ventured into international hip-hop battles to where, you know, countries like Nigeria, Kenya, all the rappers out there recognize. This is the hip-hop artist that they all scared of, I must say. You know, they all petrified to hear that name, Cal Dinero. Became the Sierra Leone Entertainment Ambassador, dealing with the industry. I have the responsibility to be the mediator between the government and the entertainment industry. And I'm still working on music, just put out a new album titled Heroes, which is highly nominated at the African Entertainment Awards for Best Hip Hop Artist and Best Album Categories. More to come.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that brief introduction there, Cal Dinero. And I know we're going to be talking about this album, the Heroes album that is out right now.
Thanks.
And we're also going to be talking about your African Hip Hop Award, you know, with all of these big names across the continent.
Indeed.
And we're also going to be talking about the Entertainment Ambassador, because that is very, very important.
Most definitely.
All right? But we'll just start off right now as you've had that introduction, and we'll take a song from this album. And you know what? I'm not going to give that to you. Yes. Okay, let me go over to here then.
Yeah, no. What? First of all, hi, Cowell.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, best.
What song are you going to have?
There's this intro of the album that I love so much, and that is what I want to start with. Think about it. You know, the intro is like a full song.
Okay.
It's like a full song.
It's a classic.
Yes, indeed. That's the right word. It is a classic. So we're going to take this song, think about it, and when we come back, we continue with our guest, Ambassador Cal Dinero.
You're welcome, y'all. All my people around the globe. It's about time. Hey, let's do this. Think about it. Think about it. Black man, what's your life about? So many great people, lights out. Nations sleeping with their lights out. Brothers incarcerated, others with their teeth iced out. Think about it, why do we need borders? Propaganda to win the reporters. Our leaders still taking orders. Think about it, why do I need a visa to Soweto? Africa now with skyscrapers, still treated like a ghetto. Tribulations of the past, for real, I couldn't let go. Think about it, the graves are crowded. Of pain, our days are shrouded. Seems like they allowed it. They dictate elections. The mistakes were latent. The puppet masters, the toughest bastards. It's just like you, we hustle backwards. I pray for the day we all use one passport. Minerals and riches, they run and ask us. One Africa to move, freeze out to Damascus. Think about it, think about it. Fucks me up, grab a drink about it. Drink about it, don't blink about it. We still ain't stick together. Shout out to Nkrumah, Sheku Vera, Fela Kuti, my chain piece for real, Ella Dookie. Get a better life for real, yo. I tell a groupie, we're still not united, we're still so divided. So much on my mind whenever I lay up in my bed. The heroes is gone, so much pain and frustration. I put in the song, I pray all the African warriors, for real, yo, for real, continue to live on.
Thinking about, bro?
I was thinking about all the things growing up, just wondering why our continent is not united, why we don't have the same passport, why I have to get a visa to travel to Soweto. You know, all those things that, you know, that keeps us separated as a people. So I had to put that in a song. And this album is considered to be a Pan-African album, Heroes. You know, I was just trying to shed light on a history, a great history of a people, you know, just for the younger generation so they can connect.
All right, we're going to come to the album, but first I just want to draw you back a little bit. Let's start with the serious part of it. The serious part is Cau de Nero is now the entertainment ambassador in Sierra Leone, and it is the first of its kind. Sierra Leone has never had that kind of ambassadorial position, and as an artist, you have been chosen by the president, you understand, or selected by the president to be the entertainment ambassador.
Right.
And so what does that role entail?
Well, it's being the middleman, you know, mediating, you know, between the entertainment industry and the government, you know, all the issues that we're faced with, you know, our constraints, you know, making sure that the industry is working cohesively, and I'm searching for opportunities. I'm a special envoy who travels the world, you know, to shake hands and network and see what opportunities I can bring back home for our industry. It's been very difficult a little bit because of the disunity in our industry, you know, but I've worked tremendously trying to see how best we can connect, how best we can be united while I keep knocking on doors, you know. I have a great relationship with His Excellency, the President, and he recognizes the creative industry, you know, but he's very, very passionate about the private sector coming in to see how best they can support. One of the key areas that we've had a little bit of success is securing a piece of land, you know, for building an auditorium. So once we get that land, the documentation, that will put me in a better footing to have meetings with different potential investors, you know, because we do need an auditorium. That's one of the things that's burning in my chest. You know, if I can achieve that, then I believe, you know, it's a legacy on its own.
Well, we're going to take a break from the ambassadorial part of this interview, and we'll play you a quick song. Which song are you going to give us right now?
Well, I love Ghetto Africa.
Ghetto Africa.
My favorite song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah. I think I listened to that one here. It is beautiful. So let's get Ghetto Africa. And when we come back, we'll go back to Ambassador Cau de Nero. Ghetto Africa is our next track.
Hey, you children of the ghetto. Hip raps. Trying to make it, but they hate you. Wondering who we could pray to. Do I? Children of the ghetto. Do I? Children of the ghetto. Trying to make it and they hate you. Wondering who we can pray to. Do I? Children of the ghetto. Do I? From the lineage of Marcus Garvey. Yeah, the message of Bob Marley. 70s Robert Mugabe. Papa struggling to pay the bill. Sister prostituting, yes, she may be killed. Fetching water from the stream for a daily meal. Maybe still swimming with the fishes like a Navy SEAL. Overcoming obstacles, the blessings come in multiples. Wondering how we can stop the fools. Ghetto survivor, street mob provider. Raised by the granny, the presence of a father. Wondering how I can dodge this. For the Pope, but we the target practice. Only rock with the real, for real, little artists. So many craps in the bucket, they hate us daily skin. Fly boy in the cockpit, left to make the targets. We kill him with the success. Child of the ghetto. Hey, you children of the ghetto. Trying to make it, but they hate you. Wondering who we can pray to. Do I? Children of the ghetto. Do I? Children of the ghetto.
Yeah, you're listening to Music Time in Africa, and I am just here as Heather's guest. I'm so excited.
I love it, David.
I love this. Okay, all right. Now, let's go back to Ambassador Cau de Nero. Cau de Nero, you were nominated in the hip-hop category across the continent of Africa,
sure,
with these big names like the Calligraph Jones, the Sarkodies, you know, and all those big names from Nigeria and South Africa. And you came out on top, all right? What year was that?
That was 2022.
2022.
Yes.
And you became the biggest name of hip-hop in Africa.
Facts.
So I want you to delve into that one a little bit for me.
Well, I believe in the moniker of great things do come from small places. You know, Sierra Leone is a small country. Nigeria, Ghana, these are the giants. My manager is Nigerian. We always have this conversation, you know. But I feel like I have this responsibility and the potential to really compete on the global stage when it comes to hip-hop music or music in general, you know. But because of coming from Sierra Leone, where things are not too much structured, you know, to where we can compete on the global front, you know, it's a disadvantage on my behalf. Most people be like, Kyle, your biggest problem is being hailing from Sierra Leone. I don't see it as a disadvantage or a bad thing. I see it as a blessing. It just makes me work harder. You know, I have a point to prove. So when I was nominated for that award, the fans came out. I have a very loyal fan base, the Black Leo fans. You know, they went out and voted and voted. So we actually came on top. We beat Nasty C from South Africa, Sarkodi from Ghana, who has a lot of BET awards, you know, Calligraph Jones, all these guys, they were committed and invested in this award as well. But I believe after that award and when I became victorious, it kind of like just gave me that stamp that, all right, this guy is a force to be reckoned with.
That sounds good. And the name Sierra Leone, your country, and the music rose from that point.
Definitely. I mean, what I did was, I remember 3-4 years ago, you know, I was cracking my brain, like, how can I penetrate the market? How can I expand beyond Sierra Leone? You know, because Sierra Leone, I'm already established as the biggest hip-hop artist, but I feel like I have to break new grounds. You know, and the culture of hip-hop, it's not like reggae music. It's not like R&B, where it's like kumbaya, kumbaya, everybody get along. In hip-hop, you really can challenge. You can say, hey, I'm better than you. You know, my music is better than you. You know, it's called the battles. So it's nothing personal that I started. You know, I saw a loophole. Calligraph had won an award in Nigeria, and he came to pick the awards up, and then he made a statement. He's the biggest rapper in Nigeria. And then he went on to say all the rest are Afrobeat artists. He mentioned the rappers that he have respect for. So I felt disrespected. I'm like, oh, I'm here. Here I am in Sierra Leone. Small Sierra Leone, not being recognized. Nobody's paying attention. I have to say something as an MC, a mic controller, you know, master of the ceremony. So I put out a record, a diss record called Kenyatta, you know, and that record really flew all around the continent. I mean, everybody, you have reactors on YouTube paying attention to Small Sierra Leone now. They were really astonished. You know, I saw people asking questions. Do they really do music in Sierra Leone? Because we're not known for that.
Those who are from East Africa, Kenya in particular, would say, okay, whatever he's singing about is coming from our country. So what were you trying to do there? Were you trying to get people like Calligraph Jones or the rappers from that region to say, hey, this man is coming here to beef us or beef with us or diss us, but he's using our own content?
Well, it's cross-marketing. There's different ways to skin a cat, you know. You can do collaborations, or you can take that approach, you know. And for it to be attractive to where people don't take it as an offensive move, I had to at least soften it a little bit. You know, Jomo Kenyatta is a hero, you know, in the African continent. He stood for so much. And, you know, I felt like if I'm going to come at the biggest rapper in Kenya, I have to at least show them that I'm aware of the history. I know the leaders.
And you paid respect to their leader.
Paid respect.
All right. Remember, you are listening to Music Time in Africa. I'm David Vandy, and I'm here with the host and producer of the show. That is Heather Maxwell herself. Come on, Heather. What have you got to say?
Hey, all right.
How am I doing so far?
Oh, you're good. You know you're good. It's been too long since I've had you on the show.
Thank you.
This is really fun. I want to say we are with Cao De Niro, but he's got two guys with him that are silent partners back here.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they? Just Cao, who are you with here?
Yes, that's a great question.
Yeah.
You know, on my left here is my brother Cosmos Coscanino. He's a known figure in the Nigerian music industry. He runs a lounge in Lagos. He's like a brother to me. We've been working for over 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually helps me when I'm working on my album with collaborations and creative control. We battle.
Oh.
You know, he wants me to do the Asake, the Burner Boy type of music.
Yeah.
And I want to stick to hardcore hip hop. So we have that battle.
Well, okay. Can you just get on the mic and say hello? We just want to hear how you sound.
We fight all the time. Cao is not lying. Like, literally, we argue all the time. Any project we're working on, we go to war.
You got to settle.
Yeah.
Diplomatic, I'll do one thing.
We
and
have
who
another.
Else we have,
and on my right, this is a brother by the name of Dean. He's a show promoter here. He's part of a team called the Wise Men. Actually, they are the he's part of the team that booked me for the event that I'm here in Washington, D.C. Like, they are young Sierra Leonean brothers here in the DMV area that's doing a great thing, you know. I'm not the first artist they've brought here, so this is just one of their shows, but I think it's going to be one of the best, and it's going to be special.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. You know, we are the Wise Men. I am Dean. We've been doing shows promoting Sierra Leonean music in the diaspora. We see what the Ghanaians, Nigerians are doing, and we're all in the same space. We feel like we can compete, just like what Kai was saying. We are a small country. We want our music to go out there. We want people to come and explore our culture. You know, it's not just about, you know, hearing other things about blood diamonds. Sierra Leoneans have a lot to offer in every spectrum. So that's why, you know, we've been doing this, and we invited Cal to come and grace the One Salon Music Fest. This is our third year doing the One Salon Music Fest.
All right. Thank you very much, Heather. Thanks for stepping in. And so right now we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to bring you the song Heroes.
Yeah.
The title of the album is what we're going to bring to you right now. And when we come back, we'll go back to Ambassador Caldenero, and heroes, we'll talk a little bit more before we bring this to a close. Right now, it's Heroes. Let's get it.
The heroes. Oh, yeah. I shed a tear for the heroes that was falling before me. Never lived to witness feeling the glory. I'm just here to tell you really the story.
My heroes.
My heroes. I shed a tear for the heroes that was falling before me. Never lived to witness feeling the glory. I'm just here to tell you really the story.
My heroes.
My heroes.
Yeah. Amos is like a Christ, his life is sacrificed for the betterment of his people. May I be precise? Legend of the upper phone to an open water. Just from the narrative with his military cobra. He was the upright man with a slogan, of course I can. Screw the colonists, a tall black man. Betrayed by his best friend, close associate. 47 shots left him dead, no need to exaggerate. He told us to eat what we grow, great agriculturalists. Brought policies that would annoy the colonists. At the OAU, rocking his Africana. Some say Touré is the new Thomas Sankara. Yeah, I sit back, visualize, I bid it in for the slave masters. Look what his people did to him. Bro, Thomas Sankara, my hero.
I shed a tear for the heroes that was falling before me. Never lived to witness feeling the glory. I'm just here to tell you feeling the story.
My hero.
My hero. I shed a tear for the heroes that was falling before me. Never lived to witness feeling the glory. I'm just here to tell you feeling the story.
My hero.
My hero.
Shit is deep though. Think of Stephen Biko. Never did it to no one, but he stood for his people. What it did to him was really, really evil. Like Malcolm, he told us to never back down. Victim of the crackdown, so many heroes, they try to lock down. Soldiers of the ghetto, from the township of Soweto. Brutalized and beat to death, pain we never let go. He was my hero cause he stood for the consciousness. Fought against the conquest. For his soul, can you palm your chest? Almost I progressed. The demise of my heroes always end up in tragedy. Left me pissed off like a hate on Facebook. Flagging me, feeling the agony. Painful, I must confess. My people cannot progress. Barely out of peace to rest. Rest in peace, Stephen Biko, my hero.
I shed a tear for the heroes that was falling before me. Never lived to witness feeling the glory. I'm just here to tell you really the story.
My hero.
My hero.
The best go Harley. Nestor Marley, they moved from free to Zimbabwe when it was crowned in Mugabe. He made the politicians have hands. Rastafari, Rastafari. He was the man then. He was a prophet. Lyrics was biblical. So much love from the people. He refused to be political. Rastaman can never pretend. A star in Jamaica when you get shot after 10. Touring the world, spreading his gospel. Constantly gave him the plans to get the God skill. The truth never dies, yet still rise still. Bob was a humble roster. Messing through Lusaka. The clinic caught the disease, playing soccer. Copping through the public like how Pac became the target. Till this day, Bob Marley is the subject. One love, Mr. Marley.
Yeah, beautiful hip-hop music. Yeah, Cal De Niro, thank you very much. And so, Cal, you spent some time in Atlanta.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And in Atlanta, you were signed to a record label.
Definitely.
Let's talk about that, your time here in the United States.
Well, it was a learning experience. You know, I think it gave me the needed exposure that, you know, that helped me curve the individual that I became. In Atlanta, Atlanta is the hub of entertainment in America, you know, just as New York and Los Angeles. You know, when I was there, I was opportune to meet a lot of people, shook a lot of heads. You know, I had a relationship with a gentleman from Sierra Leone named Mr. Solomon Foni. You know, he used to work for Bad Boy Entertainment and used to manage Justin's Restaurant in Atlanta. So I think he felt obliged to pay back to his country. He's been in the States for over 20, 30 years and never went back. So somebody introduced us, and at that time, they were trying to create an independent record company called Creative Factory. So, you know, I was one of the first artists. You know, I was working at Patchwork Studios. You know, this is the same studio where Ludacris records, Kelly Price, you know, you name it, T.I., you know. So I started recording a mixtape over there. The plan was, that was when Akon was hot. You know, we were trying to get Akon on a song, on a collaboration. But due to mismanagement of funds, the label crumbled. You know, so I had to go right back to the drawing board. You know, I had to start all over again. But it's a learning experience. It gave me the expertise of understanding the industry, of networking, of meeting people and taking advantage of opportunities.
And you are one of the Sierra Leonean artists, you know, after the Atlanta experience, that went back to Sierra Leone and did a concert at the National Stadium that holds over 30,000 people.
Yes.
And you locked it down.
Three times, you know, for a hip-hop artist to really pack a national stadium in Africa. It's unheard of, you know. So those are moments I'm very, very proud of. You know, and even recently, I will say I'm the only hip-hop artist to be invited at the Froabe College, you know, the University of Sierra Leone, to give public lectures. You know, that's how impactful.
On hip-hop?
Yes. It was a very impactful because of the album. You know, lecturers listened to the Heroes album. They were very impressed. You know, they wrote me a letter inviting me officially to do public lectures. And I went there. It was packed. The students, all the university students were there. I gave a like an hour or so. Everybody was impressed.
So can you just let people know how they can get this album?
Oh, yeah, sure. The album is presently on all digital platforms. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon. You can go out there, just type in Cao Denero as K-A-O-D-E-N-E-R-O. Yes, definitely. I don't spell the Cao as C-O-W. It's K-A-O. Just so you Google it up and check out Heroes. You know, Heroes is spelled as H-E-R-O-E-S. You know, it'll definitely pop up and just have a great listening experience. You know, definitely I would like to give them a little acapella so they understand what makes me the greatest rapper of all time from Africa. And yo, think about it. Think about it. Black man, what's your life like? So many great people. Lights out. Nation sleeping with the lights out. Brothers incarcerated. Others with the teeth iced out. Think about it. Why do we need borders? Propaganda the way they report us. Our leaders still taking orders. Think about it. Why do I need a visa to Soweto? Africa now is skyscrapers, still treated like a ghetto. Tribulations of the past. For real, I couldn't let go. Think about it. The days are crowded. Disease and pain, our days are shrouded. Seems like they allowed it. They dictate elections. The mistakes we're letting. The puppet masters, the toughest. It's just like, yo, we hustle backwards. I pray for the day we all use one passport. Minerals and riches, they run and ask us. One Africa to move, free time to Damascus. Think about it.
Wow.
Think about
nice.
That.
Wow. Thank you for being our guest today right here at the Voice of America on Music Time in Africa. But I wish you all the best in whatever you're coming to do with your show and the album also.
Thank you.
I wish
you
all the best. And I hope that next time when you're here, you will make a stop at the Voice of America.
Most definitely. Pleasure always.
All right. Well, with that, I am David Vandy. And let me just hand you over back to Heather Maxwell, who happened to be my host. And I'm just a guest on the show. Till we meet again.
Thank
you. Over to you, Heather.
Thank you, David. And thank you, Cao.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, that wraps up today's show. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. I cannot wait to meet you again next week right here. Also, big thank you to Cao Denero and his crew and to David Vandy for coming on the show. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and on select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can also listen to it online at voaafrica.com. Just search for Music Time in Africa or Heather Maxwell. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.